Good evening.
Good evening.
First things first, I've been going over your exams. I think I've corrected all of them. If not, just email me, let me know. All right. I've gone over them, but if I haven't corrected them, just email me and I'll be sure to make those changes. We have exams next week. We're going to have our exam. I remember the name of the chapter, but I don't know which chapter it is. The title of the chapter is Bringing It All Together. Chapter 9, Pulling It All, that's it. I want the chapter after that. Yeah, chapter 10 and chapter 11. All right. Chapter 11 is titled what? That's the ones I want. Of course, open book. All come from these two chapters. All right. Chapters 10 and 11, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, exams next week. Turn with me to John, the fourth chapter. John, the fourth chapter, and the 23rd verse. And there's a particular phrase I want to get out of there that's important. It's going to be in the 24th verse, but we'll read the 23rd. It says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." Verse 24. This statement is the statement that I wanted to jump out at, this very first statement. God is a spirit. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And they that worship him must worship him in what?
Spirit and in truth.
So I want to read that scripture because it says God is a spirit. So obviously the way we're going to communicate with God is through our spirit. We're not going to be able to communicate with God staying in the mental realm. We use it as a tool to communicate with God in the spirit. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
So it's very important that you spend much time developing yourself in the spirit. You say, how do I develop myself in the spirit? Well, if you would, go with me to Jude 20th chapter. There's only one chapter, 20th verse, I meant to say. Jude, the 20th chapter. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. So one of the ways you build yourself up in the Spirit is by praying in the Holy Ghost. All right. Now, we're going to go over two ways that you build yourself in the spirit. Both of these have to work together. You can't do one and leave out the other, or you can't leave out one and don't do the other. Are you seeing this? Go with me to Romans, the 12th chapter. Very familiar scripture, but it's very simple and very key. Romans 12 and 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the what?
Renewing
of your mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So here it is. Paul is telling us that we can't be conformed to the world's way of doing things. Because the world's way of doing things comes from flesh first, everything else second. But if God is a spirit, then we're not going to be able to do it the world's way. We're not going to be, watch this now. We're not going to be able to make decisions the way the world makes decisions. So that means sometimes 2 + 2 ain't going to equal 4. Are you seeing this? Sometimes the sky is not going to be the color blue. God is a spirit. Those that worship him. Let's think about the word worship. Those that honor God with their lives. That's what worship is. Worship is just not you raise your hand and not just you singing praises to him. That's a part of it, but that's not all of it. So the Bible says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So that means that we're going to have to take time to focus on building up our spirits. How? By feeding on God's word and praying in the Holy Spirit. What that does, it gives the Holy Spirit a chance to illuminate his word. It gives the Holy Spirit a chance to bring alive what is dead to us. What I mean by dead to us? What we don't understand.
Amen.
What we can't process. See, revelation knowledge doesn't come from mental abilities or mental strength. It comes from supernatural strength. It comes from the Spirit. It comes from God revealing something to you that you cannot reveal to yourself. Go to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Ninth verse. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, by his Holy Spirit. So that means we're going to have to learn how to deal with God. He's a spirit. We're going to have to learn how to deal with God on his level. Are you seeing this? So it's not going to be God coming down to our level. It's going to be us coming up to his level. Are you seeing this? So this is not something that just happens. This is something that takes practice. I know that word sounds carnal. I know that word sounds like it's in the natural, but it's not in the natural. Go to John with me, John the 10th chapter. A lot of people say, well, man, how do I hear the voice of God? You know, God is a spirit. He speaks. How do I hear the voice of God? I mean, what I'm listening for? How does God sound? When do I know it's God and when do I know it's not God? I heard something the other day. How do I know if that was God or if it was not God? I can't tell if it's God. I'm hearing all kinds of voices. Funny, but when people are trying to deal with God, who is a spirit, it takes practice. All right. Some of y'all still looking at me like I'm funny because the word practice, you stop thinking of practice. Well, let me give this example. When I was dating Chantel, I had to practice talking to her. When I practiced talking to her, I got to know her. You understand? I began to understand her traits. I began to become comfortable talking to her. We began to go from just having maybe, I don't know, a 30-minute conversation to where we can talk for an hour now. So by me constantly dialing her number, talking to her every night, I was practicing. So I began to understand her traits, understand her characteristics, understand what she will do, what she won't do. Is this making sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, that's what it means that you have to practice hearing the voice of God. Watch this. John, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse. Jesus saying this. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they what?
Follow me.
Now, have to understand this. Jesus was given an illustration using sheep. First of all, you have to understand that sheep herding was a learned art. So what would happen is the shepherd would sleep among the sheep. I mean, literally sleep among the sheep, would be around the sheep when he's developing the herd. Sleep around the sheep, be around the sheep 24/7 so that the sheep could learn his voice. So that when he makes a command out amongst all the other ambient noises in nature, the sheep recognizes the shepherd's voice. Because the shepherd spent time 24 hours a day for however many weeks a month calling commands. Sheep get to know the voice. So now the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. So by the shepherd being there, listen to me, internet, by the shepherd being there, letting his voice be heard, that means practice was taking place. Familiarity was coming about. So therefore, the sheep had no, watch this, sheep. Sheep are born, are naturally, their DNA is to follow. So let's read the scripture this way. Jesus said, my followers will hear my voice. So now, how do I follow Jesus? All right, watch this. Go to John, the first chapter. John, the first chapter. Because we're about to make some connections here. Very simple. We're about to make some connections that's going to be simple, that's going to simplify you being able to hear the voice of God.
Amen.
All right? John, the first chapter. We'll come back to John, the 10th chapter. John, the first chapter. First verse. It says, in the beginning was the what?
Word.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same that came for a witness to bear light, bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that come into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he became his own, and it received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Right? Verse 13, which was born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Y'all see that?
Yes.
It said, and the word was made
flesh
and dwelt among us. Let's go back to John the 10th chapter. Keep that in mind. Now, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus talking, 27th verse. He said, my sheep are my followers. Hear my voice. The two is not my followers may hear my voice, or my followers might hear my voice, or my followers shall hear my voice, or my followers will hear my voice. But it says my followers hear. In the present moment, my voice. So how do I get to the present moment of hearing the voice of God? By becoming a follower. How do I follow Jesus? Follow the word. So when I spend time, that's why I wrote Romans 12 and 2. So when I spend time in the word of God, that is me becoming a follower. So now when I'm becoming a follower by me reading the word of God, meditating the word of God, praying in the Holy Spirit, I am now making myself familiar with who God is.
Yes.
So when I make myself familiar with who God is, then there is a surety I'm going to know his voice.
Yes.
Because here's the problem with voice, just trying to hear the voice of God. Here's the problem with that and trying to think of it on a natural level. On your mental level. Because when we hear, we think of voice, like you're hearing my voice now. You're thinking about sound. You're thinking about decibels. You're thinking about waves traveling through the air hitting your eardrums. That's what we mean when we talk about voice. But here, Jesus is not talking about voice as in sound waves traveling. Because watch this. I cannot tell God, or I can't want God to come to me in one way. Because if I try to put the demands on how God come to me, he's no longer in control. I'm in control. So there are infinite many ways God can talk to you. But the point is, go back to Romans 12. Go back to Romans 12. Watch this, because Romans 12 says something that renewing your mind does. So this is why you must be a stickler for the word of God. You know, it's good to read behind other people. It's good to listen to other people expounding the word of God. It's wonderful. It's good to hear revelation knowledge, but it cannot replace you spending time in the word, the raw word, for yourself. Can't replace it. Revelation knowledge is wonderful from other people. It's good. It's great. Take nothing away from it, but it cannot replace the time that you need to spend with the word of God, even if you don't understand it. You get with the word of God, and that is what the Holy Spirit is for. The Holy Spirit is not going to leave us in the dark when it comes to the word of God.
Amen.
Are you seeing this? Where I told you to go? Yeah, Romans 12. Watch this. Romans 12. Because something was said in Romans 12 and 2 that's very important. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. Prove. Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Prove. So now here it's saying that when I renew my mind with the word of God, I'm now able to prove. Another word is recognize. Are you seeing this? So I cannot become efficient in hearing the voice of God unless my mind is being renewed. Thus Jesus said, my sheep, my followers. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh. The word that became flesh said, my followers, those that follow the Word, follow me, hear my voice. So it is a command that Jesus was giving. This is a promise that he was saying. This is something, a demand he was placing. This is not something that may happen, not something that might happen. This is something that's going to happen. So if you are a stickler for the word, if you constantly reading the word, meditating the word, you're going to hear the voice of God. Is this making sense? It's not something you got to guess about. It's not something that, see what happened is God did not make it difficult for us to hear his voice. So it's not so much of, but what happened is people are lazy, don't want to spend time in the word, and want to be able to recognize the voice of the word. See, that's the issue. People don't want to spend time with the word in order to know when the word is talking. See, this is a command. Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. So Jesus was saying, everybody that follows me hears when I'm talking. The only way you miss hearing the voice of God is if you don't spend time in the word. I'm talking about building your spirit now. The only way you can miss hearing the voice of God is when you, see, this is why sometimes it's dangerous when you wait till trouble comes. And now you start spending time in the word. Because now you're under pressure. See, now you're under pressure and you need a word from God. So now, hold up, watch this. I need a word from God, but I don't know if he's talking. So now any voice can come. Because I haven't been a follower. Is this making sense? See, Jesus gave a commandment. He said, my sheep hear, they hear my voice. So those that follow me go even by accident go hear my voice. You see, because if you're following me, you get to know me, you get to know my characteristics. So when I speak, you're going to automatically recognize. Are you seeing this? This is how Adam and Eve, that's how they knew to hide from God. They knew to hide from God when they made that mistake. Why? Because they had been spending time with him. Yeah. So when the voice of God come through, they recognized the voice and hid. Because they had been spending time with him. Are you seeing this? Yes, see, it's not something that you have to struggle to do. This is not something you have to struggle to do. All you got to do is put in the time. When you put in the time, you're going to hear the voice. And guess what? You're going to recognize it. Because watch this. If something comes to you that doesn't agree with, you automatically know I can eliminate that voice. Is that making? See, because a lot of people, I wasn't sure if I heard God. I'm not sure if that was his voice. I believe he told me this. Because, see, hearing the voice of God cannot be something difficult. Because My life depends on hearing from him. Go to Romans 10th chapter. Watch this. Watch, this is about to blow. I mean, this is about to make so much sense to you. Romans 10th chapter. Romans the 10th chapter. Watch this. The 17th verse. You see this?
Yes.
Now, four times in the Bible, Habakkuk 2 and 4, Galatians 3 and 11, Romans 1, 17. No, not 1, 17. 1, 6, yeah, 1, 17, I think it is. And it's Hebrews 10, 36, I think it is. I think it's Hebrews 10, 36. It said the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith, right? Right? So here it is. In Romans, the 10th chapter, the 17th verse, it says, so then faith comes by
hearing.
And hearing by
the word of God.
Now, watch this now. This word is translated, as you know, rhema. So faith comes from God speaking directly to me. So if I can't hear the voice of God, then I'm going to have issues with faith. Because the only way faith comes, are you seeing this? But I can't get to the rhema until I first pass through the logos.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Wow.
See, I can't be able to recognize the voice of God and hear the voice of God until I spend time with what he has said. If I haven't spent time with what he has said, then I'm not going to be able to recognize when he is talking. Are you seeing this? So hearing the voice of God is not about decibels. It's not about loudness. You know, it's not about putting out a fleece. I don't know how many of you know what a fleece is. Putting out a fleece. Well, Lord, if you want me to do this, then turn the water green. When, watch this. That is a sign of laziness. Because we want the benefits of having a relationship with God without going through the process of having a relationship. See, we want the benefits without going through the fellowship. See, really, all God wants from you is fellowship with him. Isaiah 1 and 18. Come on now, Isaiah 1:18. We already read 19. We read 19. We'll read 18. You see that? See, look what 18 says. 18 says, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Reason together means, come on, let's put our minds together. In other words, I want you to come and spend time with me and let's get on the same page. How do I get on the same page with God? Hold your finger there. Go to Joshua 1 and 8. See, this is something that can't be done just on Sunday mornings and Wednesday night Bible study. See, you're developing habits now by force. Because if you don't study for these classes, you're going to fail. And you don't waste your money. So you're developing habits by force, but these habits are going to cause you to be able to recognize the voice of God in a clearer way. Because you're spending time with him. Is this making sense? Watch this, Joshua 1 and 8. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Meditate day and night. See, people take that for granted. That's literally what it means. Thinking about the Word of God. And watch this. It's not about, watch this. See, change your thinking. Change the paradigm. Change how. It's not about you reading a chapter and you read a chapter. That's not what it's about. It's about reading God's Word and letting the Holy Spirit illuminate it. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
So really, you can really get it one. You can take one scripture. One of the practices I used to have, and I still do it sometimes, is I take one scripture and I memorize that son of a gun.
Yes, yes.
And so throughout the whole day, I'm breaking the scripture down word for word. Say, God, what you mean here? Holy Spirit, what does it mean? Holy Spirit, say this another way to me. What you really mean by this, Holy Spirit? Give me some more clarity on this, Holy Spirit. What you mean? How does fit, Holy Spirit? And you work it on that scripture and you get clarity. So now the more clarity you get, the more closer to God you get, the more you understand his characteristics, the more you're able to recognize his voice. That's what meditate, go to Psalms, the first chapter. See, now watch the results. Watch the results of this. This here says you meditate day and night so that you can do all that's written therein, right? He said, then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success, right? Go to Psalms, the first chapter. Verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, who walketh in the instructions or the advice of the ungodly. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Another word for law is his word. Now watch what happens. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth fruit, bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. He shall, watch it, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. You can't bring forth fruit in your season if you don't know when your season is.
That's right.
And you don't even know what fruit you're going to be bringing. Because you hadn't meditated to even be able to recognize his voice. So that's why we have people doing what they think they're supposed to be doing when they think they're supposed to be doing this, and they think this is the time to do it, but they be all out of season. Not that God ain't told them not to do it. It's just they didn't find out the season. Are y'all?
Yes, sir.
So hearing the voice of God is not something that's supposed to be difficult. God didn't desire it to be difficult, but he did put it to where there's going to be some sacrifices on your part.
Yes, sir.
It's going to have to cost you something. This ain't, see, everybody not going to get here. Everybody not going to be able to hear the voice of God clear. They can, but the choice is up to them, because Jesus just simply said, my sheep hear my voice. So Jesus simply saying, those that follow me hear my voice. And then in the voice, they won't follow. They won't, in the voice of a stranger, they ain't gonna be able to recognize a stranger voice. God is so wonderful in his infinite wisdom that you could be talking to an arch enemy, and the arch enemy will give you your answer.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be sitting there watching a movie.
Yeah.
And a line that was written 7 years ago can come on the actor, say the line, and give you your answer. And you able to recognize.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So now, watch this. This is very important. This is very important. It's very important. Go back to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Let me tell you why it's very important that you learn to hear the voice of God and become comfortable hearing the voice of God. How do I become comfortable hearing the voice of God? Spending time in His Word. Yes. Praying in the Holy Spirit. Yes. In less pressurized situations. Yes. Are you seeing this? See, because now in less pressurized situations, you can make a mistake.
That's right.
And say, "Oh, I changed. That wasn't God. I thought that was Him. That wasn't Him. And watch this, y'all. Watch this. It's okay. It's okay to say, I missed it.
That's right.
See, because I ain't got no face to save. I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay if you're endeavoring to hear the voice of God and you thought it was God and all of a sudden you're like, that ain't Him. It's okay. It's okay. That is what grace is for. See, grace is to cover up mistakes that I wasn't aiming to do. First Corinthians, the second chapter. Watch this. There's a very verse 7. It says, let me go back to verse 5 because I want to read it. Here it is. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the what? How does faith come? Let that sink in. My faith. Watch this. What I mean by when I say my faith, I like to use the word my assignment, what I'm called to do. Another way to say it is my confidence in doing what I hear. Watch this. That your faith or your confidence and your assignment should not come from the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So that means I got to be spending time with God to experience His presence. Verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world. Talking about the demons. They come to naught. But watch this. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our success. That's the word glory means. Unto our success. Verse 8 is important. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. They would not have crucified the Lord of success. Are you seeing this? Watch this. Satan was going around trying to figure out who Jesus was. Jesus never let on to who He was. God was speaking to Jesus in mystery. How was God speaking to His Son in mystery? God never came the same way twice. God would come at Jesus this way. Then He'd come at Him this way. He'd speak to Him this way. He'd speak to Him that way. He even spoke through Mary one time. Jesus was getting ready to turn the water, going to a wedding, and Mary told Jesus, "Hey, the water, they ain't got no more wine." Jesus said, "What I got to do with that?" Mary just simply turned around and said, "Whatever He says to you, do it." Now, you got to fill in the blanks. She had to have told Jesus, "Listen, you go turn this water into wine. It's time for you to become who you are destined to become."
Yes, sir. Yes,
Are you getting this?
Yes.
See, the Bible said Jesus grew in wisdom.
Yes.
So that means he had to go through some training. See, it's unfair for us to think Jesus went through earth unlike we going through it.
That's right.
Because if he didn't go through earth like we went through it, then he could not be the Lamb.
Yes, sir. Wow.
He had to go through it, face all the temptation, face all the tricks of the enemy, and still come out on top.
Yes,
perfect in order to die for us. So all the things that we are going through, he has been through.
Yeah, yeah.
So the same way that God wants to spend time with us, he spent time with his son.
Yeah, yeah.
So that Jesus could recognize his voice.
Yeah.
Is this making sense?
Yeah,
So God would come to Jesus in different ways. So Satan ain't know where God was coming from.
Yeah.
Do you know the whole... God was killing two birds with one stone. I think it's Mark, the fourth chapter, whenever Satan was trying to tempt Jesus. Do y'all know that was the Garden of Eden being recreated? Because Satan had tempted them one time and they failed, Adam and Eve. Now here he coming again trying to tempt Jesus. First of all, he didn't really know if it was Jesus. Because he kept saying, if you be. And if you go read it, Jesus never answered him and said, I am. He just kept repeating the word.
Yeah.
Now watch this. I think it's in Mark. Well, one time Jesus kept saying it's written, but the last time it is said. Jesus, not God, to come to Jesus and gave Jesus some insight on how to deal with Satan, and Satan ain't know where to come from.
Yeah.
Are y'all seeing this?
Yeah.
So this is how God wants to deal with us. This is what it means he speaks to us in mysteries.
Yes, sir.
But it's not a mystery to us. It's a mystery to everybody else.
Yes, sir.
Because we're not trying to figure out no mysteries. We're just trying to follow. So as I follow, I become more acquainted with who he is. When I become more acquainted with who he is, God can come in any form or fashion he wants to. I'm going to recognize it.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
So building our spirit begins with us spending time with what God has said and spending time praying in the Holy Spirit. Because when we put the two together, it then builds us up on our most holy what? Faith. So now, hearing the voice of God is not something I'm trying. It's not something I'm trying to attain. See, it's not something that you're trying to attain. It's something that is rightfully yours. It is something that is rightfully yours. Hearing the voice of God is rightfully yours. It's not something you got to go search and look for. When you became, for us to be saying we got to look for the voice of God, is saying that becoming a son, we rid our sons and daughters. If we got to look for the voice of God. Because we're supposed to cry, Abba Father. Right? So when we do that, that means the Father is there to speak to us. But it's hard for us. Watch this. If we're born, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You're born, but then you give yourself up for adoption. So you don't never really spend time with who your DNA is really behind. You spend time with somebody else. So now it's time for you to come back to hear the voice of God, and you can't. Why? Because you hadn't been spending time with it. So you can't recognize it. So now, in order to recognize the voice of God, it begins with me spending time with his word. I have to hide that word in my heart. Watch this. Memorization is okay. Memorization is wonderful. Memorization is a good thing, but it means nothing if you memorize it,
but you don't let the Holy Spirit come and illuminate it. See, it doesn't make sense to know the Bible, but you can't hear the voice of the Bible. See, a lot of people know the Word of God. They know the Word of God. See, you don't need, listen, let's put ourselves in a pressurized situation. You don't just need no scriptures at that moment. You need a rhema word from God. Listen to me. When Abraham, and I'm closing here, when Abraham had that knife up, he didn't need, when he had a knife over his eyes, he had to be guessing. He had to know. Listen, when God come and tell you, listen, I'm about to flood the whole earth. I'll make it rain for 40 days, 40 nights. This is how I want you to build an ark. You ain't got no time to be going back and look for what's read, what's written. We never seen rain before. We ain't never seen no ark built before. So now you're going to need a rhema. That's what God was speaking to Noah when he said, I want you to build it so many feet, cubic feet wide. I want you to make it so big. This kind of wood I want you to use. Are you seeing it? So you ain't got time to go find nothing written. You got to build this thing. You need to hear from God. But if I haven't spent time with what is written, then if God starts talking to me, I'm not going to be able to recognize it. Are you seeing this? So these two things are very important. This is one of Dr. Thompson's staples. Spending time in the Word. What I mean by spending time in the Word? You spend time with the Word and with the person who wrote the Word. And praying in the Holy Spirit. You do those two things and you will make your way prosperous. You will have a good success. You'll be planted by the rivers of living water. You'll bring your fruit in your season. Once you finish bringing fruit, you won't be through because your leaves will not wither. Is this making sense? See, this is why how Jesus was so successful. Because he spent time with the Father and prayed in the Holy Spirit. And so he was able to recognize Jesus walked through a crowd. They come to get him. He walked through a crowd. Nobody touched him. What kind of stuff is that? That's him hearing the voice of God, knowing how to maneuver. I believe God will tell him whatever step to make. Every step he used to take, God said, all right, step two to the right. Step one forward and walk right through the crowd and they couldn't touch him. I believe that. Are you seeing this? Y'all have a good night. Remember, next week, exams, chapters, I can't remember the chapters, chapters 10 and 11. All right. Y'all have a good week.